Beyond presents Fragments. The Shrewsbury Fragments. Part 3. A Pilgrim's Play. Good title. There are 3 fragments from Shrewsbury, each RQ scripts for mystery plays. There's a Shepherd's Play, a play at the Three Marys at the Tomb after the Passion, both covered previously, and a Pilgrim's Play this episode. The Q script for each play gives us the complete dialogue for one character plus their cues of a word or two to be delivered by some persons. Not wholly clear. There is also music for these texts, but we will be looking at that separately in the next iteration of what we do with these fragments. The fragments date from somewhere around 1400, or at least that is when they were copied, so they might be earlier, but who can tell? This third episode covers a pilgrim play, sometimes listed as Officium Peregrinorum, the Office of the Peregrinations? Of the Pilgrims, basically, an inferred title from the opening line of the Latin description, and we have the complete part for Cleophas, plus cues from other speakers of Luke and Jesus. Though some cues are a little blurry as to who says them, we can't always be certain, but we can be pretty certain. So the text opens with a note in Latin, that here begins on Monday in Easter week, giving us a sense as to how these pieces might have been timed. Monday in Easter week, Easter Monday. The disciples all together shall sing. The song sets the scene of the play. Jesus has been hung on the cross, and because of the general danger towards them, Jesus' disciples have all fled.
Infidelis incursum populi, fugiamus Jesu discipuli. Suspenderunt Jesum patibulo, nulli parcent eos discipulo.
And two such followers of Jesus are the subject of this text, with Luke and Cleophas walking away from the disaster and comparing notes on how bad the situation is. Luke is the Q, and Cleophas is our complete part. Luke is possibly suggesting they run further and faster, but Cleophas is saying, nah, don't make it too obvious we're running away. There's a safe place at Emmaus, and there they can ruminate on Christ's betrayal.
Fast to flee.
But if we flee, they will us fang, and full felly they will us flay. Again to Emmaus will we gang, and fond to get the gainest way, and make in mind ever us among of our God master as we may, how he was put to pain strong, on that he trusted on, him betray.
Luke isn't convinced that Jesus can have risen. Cleophas reminds him that they heard it from the women, and he said it would happen.
But again,
by women words well wit may we, Christ is risen up in good array. For to ourself these sooth said he, where we went in this world away, that he should die and dolen be, and rise fro the death the third day, and that we might that sight now see, he wisse us, Lord, as he well may.
Luke cues Cleophas to do a bit of Latin about how the high priests had him crucified, which he recapitulates in English.
Reason right.
Et quomodo tradiderunt eum summi sacerdotes et principes nostri in damnationem mortis et crucifixerunt eum. Right is that we rehearse by raw the matters that we may on mean. How priests and princes of our law full tainly took him then between, and damned him, withouten awe, for to be dead with dole bedeen. They crucified him, well we know, at Calvary, with care as keen.
Luke cues him up for more Latin, about how the women saw the angels, again repeated in the following dialogue.
Raised.
Dixerunt eciam sevisionem angelorum vidisse, qui dicunt eum vivere. The women, great, for he was gone, but yet they told of marvels more. They saw angels standing on the stone, and saying how he was fan them fro. Sithen of ours went full God worn, to see that sight and said right so. Therefore we mourn, and makes this moan, now wot thou well of all our woe.
And then a mysterious stranger turns up. Who's Jesus? They don't recognise him. He's a mysterious stranger. He's Jesus. And they chat with him for a bit. This mysterious stranger asks them about Jesus, probably. And probably at this point he makes to leave, and they ask him to stay with them. It's getting late. Of course, they'll ask him to stay. In Latin, that is.
In peace.
Mane nobiscum, quoniam ad vesperascit et inclinata est iam dies. Alleluia!
Stay with us. It's getting late. Alleluia. Jesus, for this is who he is still keen to get a shift on, but they pretty much bodily threaten to hold him down if he tries to go.
White.
Amend our mourning, master dear, and fond our frailness for to fell. Hark, brother, help to hold him here. Full noble tales will he us tell.
The next line is a bit unclear. It could be part of their trying to keep him in place by saying how good the wine is, or it's as they sit to have supper.
Lent!
And good wine shall us want none, for there too shall I take intent.
They are now definitely having dinner, because at this point Jesus breaks the bread, as he did at the Last Supper, and disappears.
He went.
Went he is, and we know what how, for here is naught left in his stead. Alas, where were our wits now? With woe now walk we, will of red.
Our bread?
Our bread he brake and blessed it. On mould were never so mazed men, when that we saw him by us sit, that we could not conceive him then.
Their confusion drives them to Latin again. What shall we do or say? Have we lost him again?
Aye.
Quid agamus vel dicamus? Ignorantes quo eamus, qui doctorem scientiae et patrem consolationis amissimus.
They pull themselves together and decide to pass on the good news.
Good state.
We shall them tell, withouten train, both word and work, how it was. I see them sit salmon in a plain. Forth in a pert dare I not pass.
And the last lines are either to the other disciples, who's they've found, I don't think that happens in other texts, or they're just delivering this to the audience, or even weirdly to each other.
And wife?
We saw him, hoyle, hide, and hue. Therefore be still, and stint your strife. That it was Christ, full well we knew. He cut our bread without a knife.
And then the final bit of Latin, glory to the Lord who rose from the dead, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, forever and ever. Amen.
Gloria tibi, Domine, qui surexisti a mortuis, cum Patre et Sanctu Spiritu, in sempiterna saecula. Amen.
And that's it from this fragment. If you want to go further and hear how we got here with our earlier exploring session, this is available on the YouTube, link in the show description, with more, hopefully, to come. But now sit back and enjoy the current iteration of the Shrewsbury Pilgrims. With Alex Scott Fairley as Cleophas, Valentina Vinci as Luke's Q's Inn, and Robert Crichton as the Q's from Jesus. Enjoy.
Infidelis in cursum populi, fugiamus Jesu discipuli. Suspenderunt Jesum patibulo, nulli parcent eos discipulo.
Fast to flee.
But if we flee, they will us fang, and full felly they will us flay. Again to Emmaus will we gang, and fond to get the gainest way, and make in mind ever us among of our God Master as we may, how he was put to pain strong, on that he trusted on, him betray.
But again,
by women words well wit may we, Christ is risen up in good array. For to ourself these sooth said he, where we went in this world away, that he should die and dolen be, and rise fro the death the third day. And that we might that sight now see, he wisse us, Lord, as he well may.
Reason right.
Et quomodo tradiderunt eum summi sacerdotes et principes nostri in damnationem mortis et crucifixerunt eum. Right is that we rehearse by raw the matters that we may on mean. How priests and princes of our law full tamely took him them between and damned him withouten awe for to be dead with dole bedeen. They crucified him, well we know, at Calvary with care as keen.
Raised.
Dixerunt eciam sevisionem angelorum vidisse, qui dicunt eum vivere. The women, great, for he was gone, but yet they told of marvels more. They saw angels standing on the stone, and saying how he was fan them fro. Sithen of ours went full God warn, to see that sight and said right so. Therefore we mourn and makes this moan, now wot thou well of all our woe.
In peace.
Mane nobiscum, quoniam ad vesperascit et inclinata est iam dies.
Alleluia!
White.
Amend our mourning, master dear, and fond our frailness for to fell. Hark, brother, help to hold him here. Full noble tales will he us tell.
Lent!
And good wine shall us want none, for thereto shall I take intent.
He went.
Went he is, and we know what how. For here is naught left in his stead. Alas, where were our wits now? With woe now walk we, will of red.
Our bread.
Our bread he brake and blessed it. On mould were never so mazed men, when that we saw him by us sit, that we could not conceive him then.
Aye.
Quid agamus vel dicamus, ignorantes quo eamus, qui doctorem scientiae et patrem consolationis amissimus.
Good state.
We shall them tell, withouten train, both word and work, how it was. I see them sit salmon in a plain. Forth in a pert dare I not pass.
And wife?
We saw him, Hoyle, Hyde, and Hugh. Therefore be still, and stint your strife. That it was Christ, full well we knew. He cut our bread withouten knife. Gloria tibi, Domine, qui surexisti a mortuis, cum Patre et Sanctu Spiritu, in sempiterna saecula. Amen.
In The Shrewsbury Pilgrims by the Unknown, Cleophas was played by Alex Scott Fairley, and The Cues of Luke by Valentina Vinci. Fragments is hosted and produced by Robert Crichton, who's a bit like Jesus, for the Beyond podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, why not buy us a coffee on ko-fi.com? Or become a patron and get early access and bonus material. Our patrons get to choose the plays we work on next. Go to patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Links to all these things are in the show description. Goodbye.